this majlis of dhikr, this gathering of dhikr, our coming together, there is a very big objective for this, and the objective is this, the same, that matches with the noble companions, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, that when the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with them, were sitting, when they were sitting gathered together, assembled, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And the answer, the response from the Sahaba, it matches. And wherever there's a gathering, a majlis of dhikr until Qiyamah, it will have the same maqsad and the same objective that the Sahaba Ikram said. Because this was the question of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and they were a little bit cautious and afraid, and they responded that Rasulullah ﷺ, we are not doing anything, we just sat down together, remembering Allah, praising Him, glorifying Him, doing His hamd. Why? We're actually doing all of this for this reason, because Allah Ta'ala's big favor is upon us, that He has given us Islam, and He's given us your sohbat, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your company, your blessed company, Allah's great favor on us. What else could we do? What are we now? What were we before? And for that reason, we are grateful and we are remembering Allah. So this is our objective of being here now, this majlis. Allah's great favors upon us, Allah's karam, His mercies, His blessings. So this is the tariqah, the method that we sit together, and we are grateful for Allah's countless blessings and mercies and blessings, and we are grateful through Allah's hamd and His praise and dhikr. This is the tariqah of the Sahaba, and this is not some new tariqah that we are implementing. It's the same method now. Alhamdulillah, our sitting today is for this reason, that Allah's greatest favor upon us, and for that we are remembering Him. We remember Him. Remember, this is such an action, the dhikr of Allah, without which no human being, any mu'min, he cannot go into paradise without this action. Cannot. Rather, if he doesn't have this action, then his muqaddar destiny will become hellfire. Jahannam. This one amal, one such action which Allah has given to us, Allah's great favor and blessings and mercy upon us, due to which the man, human being, will go to Jannah and will be saved from Jahannam, hellfire. What is that? Such a great favor of Allah, such a great blessing. You can consider that's the wall between Jannah and Jahannam. That is a block for Jahannam. That if a person has this, then no way or form can he go to hellfire. It's a great favor of Allah that He's given to us, His great mercy, great blessing. No greater mercy and blessing of Allah upon us, that item that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, which is the wall between us and hellfire. But we don't appreciate today, we don't value it, we don't have any appreciation for it, we don't even understand it. We don't even understand. That's how dirty is this generation we live in. We know it, we know the word, but we don't turn towards it, we don't understand the reality of this factor that Allah has given us. But the reality is, as I've said to you, that is the element that will take us to Jannah. Nothing else can take us to paradise. Nothing. What is that? That Allah Ta'ala has gifted to us and He's given us as His blessing. That is tawbah. Tawbah. Subhanallah. Tawbah. Repentance, the gift of tawbah that Allah has given to this ummah, repentance, is a very, very great gift and present to the ummah. Why? Because the creation of mankind, Allah Ta'ala said that sins, a person who is a human being, he is totally capable of sinning. He has nafs and shaitan and shahawat and lust and desires and attractions in the world, and no one can be saved. No one can be saved, top to toe. Top to toe, I say with forgiveness, no one even here is saved from sin. All of us, down to our roots, because we are made out of this. Just now we're something, when we leave we'll be something else, when we go home we'll be something else, when we meet our friends we'll be something else, on the phone we'll be something else. Our faces will be the same, the beard with the imama and piety we will show to people. For our own selves, we'll show that we're pious, but our actions may Allah forgive. In the darkness, something else, in front of someone, something else, at work, something else, in front of the wife, something else, outside with something else, isn't it? We change our color and form. So how will we be saved? Oh, I pray Salah. What will Salah do? How will it save us? Salah, does Salah stop someone from immodesty? If it does, then why do we do immodesty actions? We do sins. Can anyone be saved? What action will save us? Say it loudly. What is it? Tawbah. Repentance. What a great, great action. The greatest blessing of Allah. And has got anyone today got value for tawbah? Do we appreciate tawbah? Oh, maybe we'll take tasbih. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. I'm doing tawbah? You call this tawbah? What sort of tawbah is this? Whose tawbah are we doing? This is just a tawbah that even we should do tawbah for doing this action of taking the tasbih and pretending that we're doing tawbah. Such a great blessing of Allah, tawbah, that a man cannot imagine this great action Allah has given to mankind. A person cannot go to Jannah. But if you don't do tawbah, you cannot go to Jannah, paradise. Everyone will go to Jannah. There are two ways. Sins are attached to us, glued to us, inside us, small sins. Such sins, we don't even consider as sins. And sometimes we commit such sins, we'll realize in the hereafter that those sins were inside us, we didn't even realize. But in front of Allah, that sin will be shirk. Shirk. Allah will say that this stench of this sin, put this person into Jahannam. And where sin is inside us, within us, in which form is it with us? Thousands of different images of sins a person has, and they're inside him, and he will go to thereafter with those sins. And shaitan suppresses the acceptance. He says, no, you're fine, you're okay, do this, you're worshipping. He doesn't let man come to tawbah. He doesn't even let man come to the door of tawbah. He doesn't let man bow to the door of tawbah. He doesn't let a person put his hand towards tawbah. He makes us so proud. Isn't this the case today? He makes us proud of thinking that we are the best. So this action that we've left, Allah's rahmas we've discarded and shunned. Otherwise, this is in our fitrah. Allah Ta'ala said, look how I prepared for you to do the action of tawbah. There are two ways. Either Allah Ta'ala wants to definitely send the people of belief to Jannah. End of the day, eventually, the people of Iman will go to Jannah. But there's only two ways. Either tawbah Allah has given to us, we do tawbah here now before we die and shun and eliminate our sins. Or Allah has prepared that you die, you'll be burnt in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar, Jahannam. This was your sin. A, B, C, D. This is the sin of your tongue. These are the sins of your eyes. These are the sins of your fingers. These are the sins of your hands. And those people who do tawbah, all sins are eliminated before death. So he doesn't burn in Jahannam. Subhanallah. We haven't done tawbah. Just started it. Top to toe. Top to toe. Totally cleaned, wiped, pure. Pure. But we don't do tawbah. We don't even know what it is. How shaitan has polluted our brains today. Look at the great, great reward of tawbah Allah has given to us. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amnu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Subhanallah, what a great verse of the Quran. O people of Iman, men, women, do tawbah, repent to Allah, Allah says. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu tubu ila Allah. Turn to your Lord and repent. Point arises here. What is Allah saying? Do tawbah, tubu ila Allah. What we realize here is that a person who doesn't do tawbah, he is far from Allah. Because Allah is saying, tubu ila Allah. Allah has no link with that person if he doesn't do tawbah. Proof from this verse. So Allah is calling us, come and via tawbah, come close to me, come close to me. This is the meaning of this verse. Tubu ila Allah. So the person who doesn't do tawbah is far from Allah. There'll be no rahm on him, there'll be no fadl of Allah on him, no rewards for him, nothing, empty, void. He's dust. Dust. Allah says, do tawbah ila Allah. Ila Allah. You are far from me, distant from me. You cannot make a link with me, Allah says. You cannot be close to me. Mine and your love cannot progress. You cannot be deserved of my rewards. Impossible. Doesn't matter how much you work hard, you cannot come close to me because you have dirt inside you, sin, stench, impurity. Allah says, I've prepared the cleansing agent. Tawbah. Come close to me. Come close to me. So what we realize, the biggest factor, agent, the door that will take us close to Allah is what? Say loudly. Tawbah. Repentance. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Now, tawbah, repentance. What is tawbah? Let's have a look at this now. The praise of tawbah, the definition of tawbah, what is it? What is it? Allah said it himself. That me, I make a mistake. Is this tawbah, isn't it? Allah made a mistake. I did a bad action. And this is called regret. Regretting something, remorse. The other condition of tawbah is that, oh, I leave this. Allahu Akbar. No, that's it. I'm not doing this again. This sin, I'm not going to put my hand towards it again. No way. And the third condition of tawbah, totally not ever again. End of story. End of the day. This thing has no link with my life. And what do we call this? Tawbatun. What? Movie says, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Do you have these three conditions in your tawbah? Do we? Remorse, I'll leave it. No, I did 1,000 tasbihs, astaghfirullah. But talk about tawbah, the factors, the conditions, the elements. Yes, in the day I do tawbah many times. This is the wazifa. This is how your levels increase after doing tawbah. When an individual does this wazifa, then every second he's elevated closer to Allah, elevated closer to Allah. Allah becomes pleased that he sought forgiveness, and then he's asking forgiveness. Noor Allah, noor. That person becomes noor Allah, noor. Understand what I'm saying? Yes. So Allah Ta'ala says that tawbah, tubu ila Allah. You're talking about tawbah. Repentance, the meaning of tawbah is that the three things you should have with you so that your tawbah is accepted. If one less, then your tawbah is incomplete. It's not there. Do you understand the three conditions? What were they when we do tawbah? So what is tawbah an nasuh? What Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. Let's understand. What's this then? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tubu ila Allah, tawbah an nasuh. What is this? Solid tawbah. Compact tawbah. So we have tawbah, and on top of that, tawbatan nasuha, solid, compact, real tawbah. What is this? Is there anything greater than this? We've got the three conditions of tawbah. We've implemented them. So what's further beyond that? The solid, compact tawbah. I'll give you an example first, so you understand. One is a contract. Yes, a contract. And one is a solid contract. Do you understand what I'm saying, Haji Sahab? Isn't it in the courts? One is a stamp on a piece of paper. Contract. One is you're making a piece of paper, and this is a weak, you know, contract. One is a strong contract. Strong agreement. Solid agreement. What's the difference? One makes an agreement, okay, we agree, we'll do this A, B, C, D, E. And a solid contract is a bring the paper, get the witnesses, write it down, and stamp it and seal it. What's this? That's a solid contract, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala says, the tawbah you're doing, you got the conditions that this is the name tawbah, I've done tawbah. But Allah Ta'ala says, I don't want this, I want a solid tawbah, compact. Subhanallah, say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants. That tawbah you've done, you said that, and you've done those three conditions without which there is no tawbah. But despite this, Allah says, I want tawbah tan nasuha. I want the solid, strong, compact of which tawbah? In which there are witnesses, the stamp and the seal as well of approval. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So now we're coming closer to, you understand what I'm saying? Is the penny drop? So what tawbah is this? This is that tawbah when you do tawbah when a wali Allah is a witness to your tawbah. Subhanallah. When a wali Allah is witness to your tawbah, say subhanallah. The Quran is proving that not just tawbah that's there, but Allah says, I want a solid, compact tawbah that your hand goes into the hand of my wali, my friend. When your hand goes into the hand of the wali, then he is your witness on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. This is tawbatan nasuha. Compact tawbah. Say subhanallah. What a great piece of learning today. What a great favor and mercy of Allah. The Quran is saying, what is this tawbah? Defining to us. That man or woman who has done this tawbah, very fortunate is that person in Allah's great mercy. If you put your hand into the hand of the wali Allah and say, Allah, oh friend of Allah, give me bayah. And where did this come from? The Quran explained this. The Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Mumtahana, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the believing women come to you and the men will come to you, what should you do? Give them the bayah. Do tawbah. Give them tawbah. They were the sahaba, great Muslims. Who was their witness? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The stamp of approval of their tawbah, the seal was being given by who? Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is gone, his deputies, the awliyaullah, the waliz Allah, they put their stamp when they take the hand of the student. Tawbah the student is doing, but the solid tawbah is being done when he's making a promise to the student, doing tawbah, reciting the kalamat. Allah Ta'ala is saying, now this is the strong, compact tawbah. Tawbah an nasuha. Whoever has done this, he should do this tawbah. Do you understand now what I'm saying? Do you realize what I'm saying? So Allah says, you've done tawbah, but do tawbah tan nasuha. Solid, 100% strong, compact. Do tawbah through the witness of my wali, and then your tawbah will be full, compact. Except Allah says, I want this. How many benefits are there for this? Number one, Allah Ta'ala, who knows Allah's hikmah better than Allah himself? Nobody. The biggest hikmah, wisdom is when a student puts his hand in the hand of the wali Allah, subhanAllah, then he's not normal at that time. Because the wali Allah is the deputy of the Prophet, he's recommended by Allah that you, O wali, my friend, you need to go and make people do tawbah. One is the false doctor, isn't it? He's opened a clinic and a homeopathic, sometimes it becomes allopathy, and he has his counter, he gives fake medicines. One is who has a degree, he has ijaza, he's got a degree at graduation. He's real, isn't it? Proper doctor, the asal doctor. So the real wali Allah, he will host people and conduct the tawbah session. That's his duty. The wali, what does he do? He conducts and hosts the tawbah of the human beings, just like the verse I've read to you. So how is he strong? He didn't become himself. Rather, recommendation is from Allah that this is my wali. My friend, I've given you ijazah, says his teacher, that go to the human beings and enable them to do tawbah. Enable them to repent. Subhanallah. This is the makhluk of Allah, the creation of Allah. Make them do tawbah. Help them, assist them. So when the wali Allah, the teacher who is chosen, selected, and who selected him, who gave him hukum? His teacher. Back. All of that power of that chain going back to Nabi Sallam and Allah, just like a king says to his minister, go to this village and implement this order of mine. So whose order is behind the ministers? The king. So the minister's going, he knows if there's no order from the king, then he's empty like a balloon without air. So Allah's wali, when Allah says to the wali, go to this place in the world and go do the work of the deen. So that wali Allah, when he's given the hukum, then totally he's got the ijazah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he's prepared and he's sent to a corner of the world to enable people to do tawbah. So when the wali Allah takes the hand of the student and stamps the tawbah of that student, then the total effect and force is the wasila that Allah Ta'ala has given that person ijazah, permission, and then Allah Ta'ala through that tawbah gives the student the link to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When the student takes the hand of the teacher, he's got the nur of Hazrat Ali Murtaza and Hazrat Usman Damani and Hazrat Dost Muhammad. And we go back through the series of our sheikhs, all the mashaykh, you're connected to them, the teachers in our silsila, in our order, Hazrat Mirza, Hazrat Mazijan, Hazrat Mujaddad Aftani, Hazrat Baqi Billah, alhamdulillah. Go back, continue. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sheikh Qurqan, Abu Hasan Qurqani, Hazrat Bayezid Bastami, go back through the recommendations, the ijazas, they all come at that one time when you put the hand in the hand of the Sheikh. Suddenly, in that moment, every single Sheikh's connection and ijazah comes, and the nur of the Sheikhs, then Hazrat Salman Fasi radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu, after that Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are getting the permission, the ijazah, your tawbah is being witnessed. That's why the mashayikh of the Naqshbandi silsila say, when you sit in dhikr and focus on dhikr on your qalb, when you concentrate, what the latifas, the lessons of dhikr you've been given, what you should feel is that my latifa qalb, my lesson of my heart is there, and I am present here with my shaykh, and through his prayers, his blessings, back to this shaykh, back, the nur, the form of the nur, the light that I'm getting, the Rasulullah SAW latifa qalb, and I'm benefiting from that, and that benefit is coming through all the shaykhs down to my heart, to my to the dhikr I'm doing. Subhanallah. So what a powerful stamp of approval is given to that man who gets bayah at the hand of a sheikh. He's got that witness, the power of the witness. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi wa tawbatan nasuha. Then Allah mentions the rewards, the person who does tawbah like this. Then Allah mentions the rewards for that person. Good news for us people. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah's mercy. Allah's mercy. We say this every day, we speak about it, but we don't do it. But those who've got the tawfiq for this, who attain this, alhamdulillah, they should value, have qadr, massive, massive resource we've got. Allah's praising this in the Quran. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, then what happens, alhamdulillah? Allah Ta'ala then gives the rewards. When a person does tawbah and nasuha, then what happens after that? Allah Ta'ala says, first reward I give to that person immediately. Immediately. Allahu Akbar. First reward, his sins, his multitudes of sins, all of his sins are eliminated, wiped away. All his sins are eliminated. From top to bottom, all the sins are eliminated. The stamp of approval has come. The next reward, يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. First reward was what? After doing tawbah, bayah, Allah Ta'ala says, I forgive all of his sins. Yes, all the sins are wiped away. Then Allah says, enter into Jannah, into paradise, O my servant. Allah says, I send him into paradise. Allahu Akbar. So this means that when a person takes bayah with the teacher, whilst he's living in the world, he's wandering around in Jannah. He's entered into Jannah. يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Allah says, I enter that person into Jannah, allow that person to enter into Jannah. Alhamdulillah, if he's steadfast, qaim on that path, then his ruh, his soul, is wandering around in Jannah whilst he's on planet Earth. Whilst he's on planet Earth. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, when he went to the heavens on the Mi'raj, then he saw that somebody's footsteps he could hear in front of him. He said, the Jibreel alayhi salam, that Jibreel, who is this who's walking in front of me, the footsteps I can hear? And Jibreel alayhi salam replied, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is your servant Bilal who's walking in front of you. You can hear his footsteps. He's your ghulam, your follower. And he was walking in the world, but you can hear his footsteps in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Imagine. Imagine. So the insan, when he's pure and clean, when he's pure and clean, has a hadith bin Nu'man, radiyallahu anhu, sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was walking in front and the recitation could be heard, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could hear. And he said, who's reciting it? Hadith bin Nu'man, your servant. He's reciting on the earth and the jannatis, they can hear his tilawat. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yadkhulul Jannah, Allah says, I entered these people into Jannah already whilst they're leaving, breathing, living, breathing. Their palaces are made, their ruh, their souls are wandering in Jannah. Tawbat al-Nasuh they have done. They've got great darajat and levels, subhanallah. Have you seen this? What a great, great achievement, eh? This is the proof. Yadkhulul Jannah, Allah says, that you are entering into paradise there and then whilst you've done tawbah. Second reward, Allahu Akbar. Sins are removed, enter into paradise. The soul is in paradise, even which you're living. Then Allah Ta'ala further says that that person who did tawbah, that these people, alhamdulillah, when they will enter into paradise, Allah is now showing the scene, plotting the scene, sketching the scene. That when these people will enter into paradise, Allah has made an ajeeb, unique promise. Unique promise. Yawma yakhsha Allah, Allah says. And Nabi, وَالَّذِينَ أَمْنُوا مَعَهُ Allah has mentioned in the Quran. Ajeeb promise. Ajeeb unique promise. Allah says that day, when those people, on the day of Qiyamah, it will be such a severe day, people will be lost, unconscious that day. No parda, no veils, the reality of everyone's life will come front. Will be dragged by chains, people will be grabbed, angels will be hitting, will be standing naked, no libas, no clothes, dragging towards our punishment. Here we were big heads, proud with titles, pomp and glory with big titles. What will happen on the day of judgment? The reality of everyone will be there, will be lost and wretched in our destruction. Ruswai, which is the biggest adab, the whole world will be watching us. These are those people. Achoo. We thought that he was this and that. They were very proud in the world and they thought they were the best of people. And Allah says, on that day, severity, darkness, people will be wretched, cursed. Those people who did tawbah though on the earth, Allah will give them ajeeb maqam on that day. Those who did tawbah, repented, and this tawbah that we've discussed today, Allah will give them a great daraja, great level. What is the maqam they will attain? Allah says the level. The question doesn't arise that they will be have destruction on the day of judgment. No way, impossible, Allah says. Walladina, most definitely, Allah says, amanu ma'ahu. First, Nabi al-Kareem has been mentioned, an-Nabi. That those people will be sitting or standing in the shade of the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They'll have the closeness, the nearness of the Prophet. They'll be together. Obviously, if they're with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the question doesn't arise that they will be destroyed. Never, impossible. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're standing with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Then the question doesn't arise that will be punished. Walladina ma'ahu, Allah says, and the maqam they will be given at that time. Those who did tawbah, who will they be with? Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest Nabi, the beloved of Allah. Two rewards. Number one, no destruction. No destruction on the day of judgment. Impossible, the question doesn't arise. They'll have such a high level that they will be stood with the Prophet in his shade, in the coolness of his shade. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا فَقْفِلْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. Then, those same people who did tawbah, repented, they will recite something and they will emanate from رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا Oh my Mawla, my Lord, our Noor, please complete it. Complete it. فَقْفِرْ لَنَا And forgive us. Keep on forgiving us. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ And they will say this, they will recite this. On the bridge of Sirat, they will be reciting this. And the Noor, their light emanates. Subhanallah. They will be on their right and they will be in front of them, on everywhere around them. The Noor will assist them. And what will this be the Noor of? This will be the Noor of Tawbah, of their repentance, who did honest Tawbah, sincere Tawbah in the world. The Iman will shine, sparkle due to the Noor. In that darkness of the hereafter, they will recite. The Noor will be in front of them, behind them, to the right, to the left. Then on the day of Hashar, resurrection, that Noor will not be complete. When they cross the bridge of Surat, same kalama. So we'll realize there's still something. Their Noor is not complete. Something missing. Maqamat, they will keep on elevating, elevating, increasing, they're going to paradise. Even then they'll say, Allah, complete our nur. When will this nur be completed? Not on the day of Hashr, resurrection, not on the bridge of Sirat, not on the other maqams. Even after going to paradise, this nur will be completed that time at the Mimlana Nura. That time the nur will be completed when they will benefit from the vision of Allah, the sight of Allah, Didari Ilahi. This is, my brothers, the company of the Wali Allah and the reward for doing bayah at the hand of the Wali Allah. The pious predecessors have told us this formula. I'm not telling you this from my own case. Proofs from Quran. Today we are lazy, neglectful, far. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He's given us tawfiq of this, then how much should we appreciate this? Think yourselves, what a great maqam, what a great favor, what a great mercy Allah has given to us, that He's given us the greatest opportunity of doing bayah at the hand of His Wali Allah in this world. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the qadr of this, the value of this. May Allah give us the tawfiq, the capability to follow this path. And every human being in the ummah, every man and woman in the ummah, may Allah give him the qurb, the nearness to his wali, the guidance of his wali, the sohbat of his wali, and the ability to hold, take the hand of his wali to do tawbah. Ameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin. وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا 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 اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مسرر القلوب سرر قلوبنا لا تعتيا اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا غادي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات اشف بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في قلبي لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دمرهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دمرهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دمرهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب